I'm doing good also. Just heading home. Just went down to go take a look at a job real quick, and I'm heading back. I'm just sitting here in the middle of downtown Greer in traffic.
This is a 4-hour tour of the backyard with the air blower getting up wind chips from ground up stumps. Still didn't get them all up. I just gave up after 4 hours. I'll hit it again tomorrow.
There you go. Yeah, I'm heading home. The wife is cooking up some dinner, and I should be home in a matter of about 5 or 10 minutes or so. I'm just coming through the middle of downtown.
Lately?
Yeah, about 10 minutes ago.
Boating? Doing any boating?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think he's out of season right now, but yeah, he'll be back in it soon.
I talked to Steve yesterday, I think it was. We're planning on getting back into the flying airplanes again. We kind of abandoned it for a year because of medical stuff, but it's time to get back in it.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Yeah, Jimmy's he's got like 4 boats now or something. He goes all over the place. He drags his RV trailer and he goes up to North Carolina, down to Georgia. Oh, yeah, he gets around with them boats. Oh, yeah, heck yeah. They go like 40, 50 miles an hour for crying out loud.
Nitro, tune pipe, the whole work, has he got over to electric yet? Or is he still alcohol, castor oil, and nitromethane?
He's definitely not electric. No way. No, he's still gas powered.
The power to weight ratio. Well, the nitro is hard to beat. That nitro is like having dynamite inside the engine. But it's hard on the engine. But the electric with airplanes is so much cleaner. There's just no cleanup. You can fly all day long, and there's no cleanup at the end of the day.
Yeah, but the weight ratio, those batteries, they got to be heavy as all get out, right?
They're not lithium ion. They're not lithium. What is the other one? Iron phosphate. They're lithium polymer. Lithium polymer are really, really dangerous, but they're super lightweight and super powerful. I can pull 60, 70 amps off of a battery, no problem, and go vertical. Take a 5-pound airplane and go vertical, picking up speed up to 120 miles an hour vertical on a 5-pound airplane with a battery.
Holy cow! Oh my gosh! I didn't know that. I didn't know the batteries came. That's why they got EVs now. Okay.
They're not like lithium ion or lithium phosphate. They're lithium polymer. So when they catch on fire, they'll burn at 3,000 degrees. If you have them in your house, they'll just burn through whatever they're sitting on until they get to the dirt underneath your house. And that's when they stop falling through stuff.
Okay, yeah. That's how much I know about these new batteries.
I only have one ever catch on fire. I was at home and I was flying a multirotor about 50 feet up and sucked off GPS. That's back when I flew with a single GPS and it lost its GPS and went crazy and thought it should be where it was somewhere other than where it was, and it came down and hit the ground really hard and busted. It's a brand new battery too. That's like a $300 battery I lost in that one crash. But that only happens. I mean, that doesn't happen very often at all.
Gotcha, yeah. I don't know. I was thinking about buying a one of those remote control gas powered, like, you know, pickup trucks or something to play around in the yard, but I don't know. It's another hobby I don't really need to get into. I got too many hobbies now.
Easy factory, what do you grab next? Well, I'm going to let you go. The Amazon guy just pulled up my carburetor for my pressure washer. So time for me to get to work and put a new carburetor on, like this one leaks. Yeah, the old one does it. Hopefully this new one will be better. It's only $14. Cheaper than a carburetor kit. Anyway, hope you can make it through the traffic quick. Good to talk to you. KB2HX74DJ.
Yes, sir. I'm almost on my block. Have a good afternoon, Dave. 73W4DJW KB2HX. That's to be out of here. 73.